Episode 639, Say It Isn't So.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. How are you doing? It's so good to have you here. You know what? It has been a crazy weekend. Has your weekend been crazy? And it's already Monday. And in a blink, it's going to be mid-October. It just doesn't seem fair. Fall is upon us, at least here up north. The trees are beginning to change color. And you know what? It's time for your dreams to expand. It's time for you to begin to search out even bigger. You know you've been dreaming about things. You know you've had a passion. And maybe because the way life has worked out for you so far, you've put it on the back burner. But it's time to stop making excuses. Say it isn't so. Say that you're ready to create your now. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions where you can keep your life simpler while you pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. You know, life does get really complicated, but a lot of times we're using excuses. Think about the language that we use. What was the last sentence you spoke regarding your dreams for your life? I want you to think about that. Ponder it for a moment. Really reflect on it. What was that last sentence you spoke regarding the dreams for your life? Maybe you haven't spoken anything in a long time. Maybe this is like a new revelation for you. Like, I don't know. I know for me, for a lot of years, pregnant or nursing for 10 years, it was all about what? The little babies. And oh, they were so precious. But I didn't feel so precious. I put everything on the back burner. I was taking care of the children and taking care of the hubby. And who would have thought my dreams for my life? No, I wasn't thinking about that at all. It was more about what I needed to do, where I needed to be, how I needed to live my life so I can meet everybody else's needs. But I didn't have any dreams necessarily for my life, or at least not that I was thinking about. So what was that last sentence? Was it positive with a confident and faith-filled declaration? Or was it negative with hesitation and an anxious tone? Oh, say it isn't so. Words have power. Ultimate power. Especially the ones we speak aloud. Ponder this. God created the heavens and the earth. He didn't just believe. He didn't just hope. He just didn't like think about it. That there would be light, he spoke it. Let there be light. Okay, now I don't have the God tone, do I? Maybe I should say it like this. Let there be light. And he saw it was good. And he continued as the days passed, speaking what he desired. His creation, the land, the oceans, the animals. And then man, who he created in his image. His words set his creation into motion. It wasn't his thoughts and dreams within him, but what became, he spoke. Words have power. If you want your dreams to become a reality, if you really have this deep-seated passion within you, how are you speaking, or are you? Please say it isn't so that you're not speaking of it. Because you must be speaking words with faith-filled, heart-wrenching, undeniable confidence. When you speak, things begin to happen. Things begin to shift. And it's time to let your life get into motion. Don't be afraid. If you choose to speak only pessimistic, condescending, questionable words or statements, oh, please say it isn't so, then you are holding yourself back from greatness. The greatness that God created within you. He's the one who planted those seeds, those dreams, that passion that's deep within you that won't go away. That you can stay up for all hours of the night talking about and dreaming. And if you had the opportunity and enough time on your hands, you could write about it forever and ever and ever. You see, even if you face fear, you must speak in faith. You were created on purpose for a purpose. God has a bigger plan. And maybe you've already had a glimpse of that dream, even tasted a little bit of his plan. Or maybe you haven't. Maybe you're more fearful of what to say because of what might not happen. That negativity, the experiences that you've had in the past. Maybe you're afraid of what might actually happen. Maybe fearful of your success because now maybe you actually are going to get it right. And that scares you to death. At the same time, you don't want to face the unknown because what if you do fail? You don't want to be known as a failure. Say it isn't so. It's time to resurrect your dreams, your passion. So how do you do this? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Declare your dreams aloud. Declare them. I asked you at the very beginning, what was the last sentence you spoke regarding your dreams for your life? Maybe you haven't spoken in them in a long time. Maybe the thought of it is like, I don't know what I would say. You don't have to be eloquently perfect and poetically designed when you speak words. I mean, come on, you're listening to me. How many times do I trip over my own words when I'm talking to you? But it's about being real and honest in your life and what you desire. We can sit here and just let all these thoughts and things kind of rumble jumble in our heads. But what do you really want in your life? You need to declare your dreams aloud. And this is how you do it. Number one, call out what you want. Speak it. Speak it with confidence. If you want to pay off your house, and that's your last part of becoming debt-free, then speak it. I will pay off my house. Not, well, if I pay off my house, then this is what I will do. There's a difference. Because in every time that you're walking and any time you're dealing with money, there's what? You're unsure. There's no confidence. You don't know how to use it. But if you say, I will pay off my house, then as you begin to touch your money and you're working within your budget and you have like an extra $20 here at the end of the week, what can you do with that? Apply it to what? Your house payment. You begin to see things differently. It's not holding you back. Call out what you want. Speak it. If you want that business, call it a business. That doesn't mean that your shingle has to be hanging outside right this second. But what it does mean, though, is that you are saying, I will have a successful business that is taking care of children who need loving, caring time when their mom is away at work. Because your business is going to be a daycare. And that's what you're going to do. So declare it. Call out what you want. Speak it. Don't sit there and ho-hum around it. Well, I think it'd be cool. And I'm looking into becoming a licensed daycare provider, I think. But man, I got to get my CPR certification. And then I'm supposed to go to this class too that the state requires. And then, no, stop the excuses. Call out what you want. Number two, be specific in the words you choose. Be specific in the words you choose. How are you saying it? What are those words? And that leads me also to number three. Be specific in the tone of your voice. It's very easy for us to put a question mark on things. And we begin to put question marks on things. What does that set with inside us? The emotion of what? Nah, I'm not worthy. Nah, self-doubt. Oh, I don't think I can do this. That's not what you want. So be specific in the words you choose and be specific in the tone that you use. Number four, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Take aim. That next step, what is it? It's just the next step. If you're building your business to become a daycare provider, what do you need to be doing? Maybe it's you need to go ahead and get on there and go to AmericanRedCross.com and find the nearest CPR class so you can get certified. That might be the next step. What are the dates available? You might be sitting here going, oh, I think I want to do this, but I don't know. I know I got to get my CPR certification. Well, there may not be another class for another 2 months. So that's going to help decide when or not, you know, whether or not you're going to be hanging that shingle out. and how soon you can. Preparation. Take aim by taking the next step. And number five, this is a very, very important one. Pray. Pray specifically to God for what you desire. You see, He desires a relationship with you. And He also wants you to be specific in what you desire from Him. Now, some will argue, kind of both ways. But if I pray one thing and God doesn't want me to have it, then He's not going to give it to me. Or maybe I want to put a time stamp on it and I want to end this time. Okay, we can't put stipulations on God's timing and what He has designed for us. But what we're doing is when we are praying to Him, we're opening what? Conversation. And that prayer, I want it to be aloud, out loud, speaking it. And maybe you have to get up early in the morning to find that little couple, minutes of time to where you can actually speak it aloud, not just in your head. It's amazing to me that I can pray in my head and it works. I mean, it's great. But when I began to pray out loud and I speak it, oh my gosh, talk about emotions. Talk about the flood of love, the flood of joy, the letdown of chaos. It's awesome. Sometimes we are too much stuck in our own heads. It's time to get out of that. Declare your dreams aloud. Call out. Be specific in the words you choose. Be specific in the tone you use. Number four, take aim. And number five, pray. Pray to God aloud. And I want you to join in the conversation. What are you speaking aloud right now? Send me a private email if you want. I know this is very, very private, and I get that. And so if that's where you feel comfortable, I'm here to help you in your walk with that. So just click on my email, christianne@createyournow.com, and send me a little note. So I know that you're thinking, this is what I'm speaking aloud. Does it sound crazy? No, it doesn't sound crazy. You're not crazy. You're dreaming big dreams, and they're your dreams. You can do this. And if you want to have women come around you and help you, come on in to our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/The Women of Impact. Just request to join, and I will approve your request. Yes, it is for women only, but we're there to support each other and to help each other as we are building a business, building the life that we desire, the one that God has designed for us. We're there to lean on each other in the good and the bad. Life isn't easy, but you are an amazing woman of impact. It's time to move forward. You can do this. You see, thoughts can jumble our inner intentions, causing confusion, fear, hope, and confidence. What's going to put you in the motion and build the momentum you desire to reach your dreams? What is it? What's going to put you into motion? Negative words? Say it isn't so. Instead, stand boldly with faith and love, knowing that all things work together for those who love the Lord. Freedom lies in being bold. This is your life. Just as you are, just as He created you. It's time to put your mark on the world. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.